All right.
No,
We can reconvene. Carla, can you please read the title for emergency ordinance item number 666?
Authorize agreement with Harper's Playground to raise charitable donations for and to build an inclusive playground at Arbor Lodge Park.
Commissioner Nick Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. As I indicated earlier, another one of these great public-private partnerships that allows us at the Parks Bureau to not only do our job but extend the benefits of our system to people throughout our community is before us today, and that's Harper's Playground. This is one of the great public-private partnerships that Mike and I have the honor of being a part to. And the vision here is a state-of-the-art, accessible playground that will set the standard nationally. And I want to begin by thanking the Goldberg family, who have worked tirelessly to raise money for this vision. And especially, I want to thank their daughter, Harper, who was the inspiration for this work. And Mary Adams, you and your chief of staff have been stalwart supporters of this. We would not be where we are today without your personal commitment, both financial and political, and I thank you. Today, Director Abate and Cody Goldberg are going to give us a quick update and let you know about the groundbreaking to follow. We have some important and exciting announcements, and we're going to have a very brief PowerPoint. So, Mike, why don't you take it away?
Great. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. As you know, as Commissioner Fish said, we would not be the best park system, the gold medal park system, without our partners and our volunteers, and this is another great example of many people across the community coming together under the leadership of Cody. This new playground is going to be a remarkable place for kids. Imaginative, creative, innovative, and unique. This will be a tremendous testimony to Harper, but to all of the kids of our community. The funding for this $515,000 project is being made possible by a partnership between the Goldberg family, Portland Parks and Recreation, and numerous sponsors. And it's another example of leveraging city resources. I mentioned $515,000 construction project. Portland Parks and Recreation is contributing $75,000 in cash and $186,000 in construction management, some staff time associated with it. So this is an amazing partnership, and it would not happen without Cody Goldberg and his wife and Harper's passion for this project. So with that, I'm going to introduce Cody.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioners, Mayor Adams, thank you for having me here today. It's an honor to present Harper's Playground to you. We have a PowerPoint that I believe there's maybe a screen will come down for, and I look forward to sharing just a little bit about our story.
So, colleagues, we have a book in front of you. You can follow along. Carla wants us to go forward so we don't have a workers' comp event.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Talk about inspiration from above.
There you go. Oh.
Thank you very much. Harper's Playground is all about community, equity, inclusion, and play. This is a picture of my family, my lovely wife, April, who I would like to point out is in the audience today, and my two daughters, Harper and Lemon. And hello. Sorry. Our world vision, having Harper in our life, has changed a lot about how we see the world. We see the world as a playground for everyone. The water, the streets, the hills, all playgrounds for everybody. Even on street corners, kids turn a street corner into a playground. In Africa, a single ball becomes a playground.
The problem is that we continue to build locations for play that leave out a special population. These type of playgrounds are completely inaccessible for children like Harper. And I just want to pause for a second and share that I really wanted the commissioners and the audience to share just in a little bit of the presentation I've been sharing with the entire community to get an understanding of how we've built the support. So bear with me for just a moment. This is the entry to Arbor Lodge Park, and you'll notice that the pathway is broken apart and is very narrow. This is the entry point into the wood chips, which are supposed to make this an accessible playground. This is what's called a transfer station. A child who uses a wheelchair is expected to pull themselves out of a chair and then drag themselves up those stairs to enjoy the play. These amenities allow this playground to receive an ADA accessible mark. We believe there's a fix that can make parks much more accessible. This is a drawing of Harper's Playground as it will exist at Arbor Lodge Park. The main paradigm shift that we offer is an elimination of the structure entirely. We've come to believe that the answer to make playgrounds accessible for everyone is a playground that does not use a structure, and that is a plaza with individual play items throughout, but a completely barrier-free landscape. Our welcome plaza will feature seating in a circular arrangement so that community building can take place. We're selling personalized pavers, and here's an example of how we've built our support and our funding. And commissioners, in the packets I've given you, there are paver forms, just in case. Guests will be greeted by a topographical map of the playground, so people who experience vision impairment can get a lay of the land. And these slides would have had individual photos of the particular items in the playground, and they include accessible swings, an accessible slide, and every single item within the playground will be totally accessible. Perhaps I'll just click a couple more times to see if we have any luck. It looks like we don't. Okay. So I think we can wrap up without the rest of this. What I'd like to share that's in the PowerPoint, probably most importantly, is that thousands of Portlanders have helped bring us to where we are today. That includes foundations, particularly the W. Glenn Boyd Charitable Foundation, which donated $75,000 to the cause, Mabel Clark McDonald, the Portland Rotary, and several others, local businesses, including The Standard, and PGE and Adidas, Keen Incorporated have all donated quite a lot of funding to this project. And within the PowerPoint, for a good laugh, I listed in alphabetical order the names of all of our donors. So it's a very small font. I also wanted to acknowledge our partners at Portland Parks and Rec who have helped tremendously along the way. Our very first contact with Portland Parks and Rec to put on the record with Sue Glenn, and she has tirelessly worked to move the project forward. And she has subsequently handed the project over to Sandra Bertzos, who has been impressive beyond belief. Somehow, she answers her phone every time I call, and I don't know how she does that, because I know she has meetings, but she somehow finds a way. Commissioner Fish has especially been supportive throughout and has acted as an auctioneer at an art auction that we had, and thank you for that support, Commissioner. Bear with me one moment, I'll look up what else I wanted to share. It looks like it's not happening. The next thing I really want to stress is the credit that's due to the design we've come up with. I'm just a dad with a little bit of marketing experience, but we have a design that is, as the commissioner said, world-class and innovative beyond belief. Many world-renowned landscape architect firms combined efforts to help us reach that design. MIG, who really is a world leader in inclusive nature play design, Gerben Associates, and the local firm Atelier Drysaddle and Place, who have pro bono brought the project through construction documents, which is really no small task. The design is also the result of a collaborative charrette process with Parks and Rec staff and those professionals and other community members, including local children who have helped put the efforts into coming up with the design. Finally, we've engaged with the city for 2.5 years to raise these funds in various manners, from bake sales to selling trucker caps to Harper's Happy Hour sponsored at local bars.
To the Portland Pilots, Lady Pilots, who've done events for you?
Correct. We had a season-long partnership with the Lady Pilots of the University of Portland, and I'd like to acknowledge that the incoming co-captain for the team, Taylor Brooke, is in the audience, and she is an intern with Harper's Playground.
Hi. Thank you for your work. Team Taylor Brooke is very impressive, and so is her sister, who played with my daughter on the state champion FC Portland Dream Team. Congratulations.
A major partnership has emerged with the well-known Portland the Timbers Army supporters group. Last season, with Timber Jam and several members of the Timbers Army, we sold a Harper's Playground Timbers Army scarf that generated over $20,000 in funds for the project.
Can I just mention something? On the opening day for the Timbers, a number of us went to an event at Joe Wynn Park, and I was the only one that didn't get the memo to be on the field. So I was out front trying to get into a jam stadium, and I was wearing the Harper's Playground Timbers scarf. And a longtime Timbers fan came over and said he'd buy it from me because he thought it was so cool.
Wow.
So that's when I knew I had a collector's item.
Did you declare that on your next financial disclosure?
The $250 that he gave me was put together. No, I didn't have it. Actually, why don't we get Commissioner Leonard to buy one of those scarves?
I'm holding out for a paver. So throughout our community engagement, we've received countless letters of support, and I'd like to share two of them with you here today. This one comes from Sharon DeLong, who's a therapeutic recreational activities and volunteer manager with Providence Center for Medically Fragile Children. She writes, "Words cannot describe the excitement I experienced as I imagined the Center for Medically Fragile Children playing Harper's Playground, an inclusive playground that will enable our kids to have a typical childhood experience. I strongly believe that Harper's Playground will transform the Portland community." Another letter is from a local parent named Drew Grabham, who has a daughter who uses a wheelchair. Quote, "This is such a fantastic project and a great way to focus your efforts. I have a 4-year-old daughter who uses a power wheelchair for her mobility, and she would absolutely love to be able to play with the kids at the park more independently. Thanks for doing this for all of us." The final slide that I really wish we could share is a beautiful photo of Harper enjoying the playground up at Washington Park, which is considered the city's most accessible playground. She's in an adaptive swing, and the joy on her face shows that every kid loves the amenities at a playground, and every kid deserves the chance to play. And I thank the commissioner and the Parks and Rec Department for supporting our vision and helping move us so close to achieving our dream. And I invite everyone to come to the groundbreaking this Friday, June 8th at 10 a.m. at Arbor Lodge Park, where we will break ground and celebrate Harper's 7th birthday. So thank you for the time today. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. If I could just observe in the financial impact statement, it indicates that there's $25,000 in general fund support. We've been working with Cody for a long time, and recently he met with Emily Hicks on my team. He wanted to know where we were on our commitment of $25,000. And of course, at that point, I thought we had already met our commitment through various other obligations. But the reason that Sandra answers his calls, and the reason we're at this point, is he is so darn relentless in getting this done. And so we had an additional $25,000 to close. And I met with the mayor and I said, I think we're done going to the corporate community. I think we're tapped out. And we cannot let this family down. So the mayor said on the spot he would take $15,000 out of his office budget. And I took $10,000 out of my office budget. And it's a small gesture, but I want you to know it is for us a way that both the mayor and I can say clearly and unequivocally to your family that we're proud to be your partners in this, and we want to see this be successful. So,
thank you, Commissioner.
Thanks for all your fantastic work. Is there anyone that wishes to testify on this matter? Okay, Carla, let's get this done. Can we call the vote?
Fish.
Thank you, Cody. Thank you to the Goldberg family. Thanks, Mike, and our team for making this happen. In the packet that we received, there's a form if you want to purchase a brick. This is how Pioneer Courthouse Square was ultimately funded. We urge everyone that is inspired by the Goldberg family story and Harper's journey to sign up, and we'll have that on our website at City Hall, or you can go to the website at
harpersplayground.org.
There's also a beautiful program that they put together. They have come up with a funding scheme which builds a wonderful inclusive playground, but they took out some additional amenities because of cost reasons, and what they've done in the catalog is identified the things that we can buy back. And so again, if you're inspired, someone out there wants to be the person to put a raised sand table or a climber or a xylophone or any of the other things that in added back will make this even more special for the children who deserve to have this program, you can go to Harper's Playground site and talk to the family, make a donation, and actually buy an amenity. It's all been said, and I'll only close by saying that I've been to a number of events where Cody has spoken, and every time he's finished, there isn't a dry eye in the room. He is a wonderful, wonderful salesman for this vision. And what makes him so powerful is it comes from his heart, and it starts with his family. And I wish we could clone you and have allies like you throughout our system. We have wonderful partners, but we really only have one Cody Goldberg. So thank you for what you've done. This is our small way of supporting your vision and your family's vision and Harper's vision. And I'm honored to vote aye.
Leonard?
Thank you, Cody, and thank you, Commissioner.
Fritz?
I came to one of the fundraisers, and it was inspiring how many folks were there and how good-hearted everybody's focused on the goal of getting this playground built, not just for Harper, but for all of the children for generations to come. So thank you for your leadership. Thanks to the folks in Harper Lodge who are very supportive of this project. Also, it's being done with the community, and I look forward to seeing it finished. Aye.
Adams.
Well, thank you very much for your civic leadership. Thank you as well to Harper and her sister. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for helping to support this in visible and in not so visible ways over the last couple of years. Thrilled to be part of the groundbreaking. It's going to be very exciting, and it benefits not just your family, obviously, the entire, not just North Portland where I live, but the entire city. So thanks to the Parks Bureau as well for being such a good partner on this. Please to vote aye. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'd like to honor the commissioners with just a small token of our appreciation and something that should make a good photo op.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. What do we have? That's very cute.
And trucker caps.
Sorry.
one more time. I need that flash. There it is. Okay. Heather's in the picture.
April, come in for one.
Carla, can you please?